Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings that we have received. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for meeting the things the enemy meant for evil for us. Thank you for making them to work for our good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for supporting us in every area where we needed your support. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your mighty hand that have been fighting our battles. Thank you for all the solutions we have gotten for our problems. Thank you for restoring us into the perfect creature you created us to be from the beginning. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for opportunities that you have sent into our lives. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for doors you have opened for us. Thank you for helper you have brought into our lives. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful because we know you have great plans for us. And we know that all your plans shall be fulfilled in their time. Blessed be your holy name. We are here this midnight to pray, to worship you, to call upon your name, to present our requests and heart desires before you. I ask, O Lord, that you visit us according to the greatness of your nature and power. Visit everyone, touch everyone in Jesus' name. Let every prayer we are going to pray here tonight be answered in Jesus' name. Let your presence be glorified and magnified among us in Jesus' name. Thank you. you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs now before we go into prayer point. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Jehovah, you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail. Jesus, you are too faithful to be the voice of. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Patient of this you are, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai. We will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. We will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Above all powers, above all things, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you hear the Father's word, be done above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders, the word of heaven knows. Above all wealth, above all wealth, and treasures of the earth, yeah. But there's no way to measure what you are crucified, crucified. Laid behind the stone, you reap the dust, rejected and alone, like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me, and thought of me, like a rose, like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. It's all about me. Good Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of all his mercy, his mercy, and your mercy. Forever and ever, oh, praise His holy name. Hallelujah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life sweet is it, my life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. You know the man. You know the man. You are God who opened the door. No man can shut. You are not the man. You are not the man. You know the man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You are not the man. You are not the man. You are not the man. You are the God who does no man can stand. You are not the man. You are not the man. Oh, you are not the man. Oh. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Lord, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Grace to follow him. Give me grace to follow. Pray for the grace. Abundant grace to follow. Lord, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Ask for the grace. Give me grace to follow. Grace to follow his word. Abundant grace to follow. Lord, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. My need is, oh, my need is, every hour I need is. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need you every hour. I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Father, we declare that you love him, that we love him. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare. We declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Jesus, we declare that we love you. Jesus, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him for you. He's the rock of ages, the rock of Israel. Is the Lord of hosts, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of Israel, the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords, and the King of glory. Worship him and praise him. Worship him and praise him. Worship him and praise him. Worship him according to who he is to you. Salvation is personal. Worship is personal. Your relationship with God is personal. So worship him as he is to you. Begin to worship and adore him. Worship and praise him. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. We praise you, Father. We praise you for who you are. We praise your majesty. We worship your majesty. You are not a dead God. You are the living God. You are the living God. We praise you, Father. You are always God, and you will forever remain God. And no one can replace you. No one can take your place. For there is only one God. Worship him for who he is. Praise him for who he is. Is the Lord who is strong and mighty. Is the Lord who is mighty in battles. There is no shadow of cunning with him. He does not lie. He cannot lie. He does not deceive people. For he is the holy true God. And is forever faithful. Is forever merciful. Is forever kind. Is forever gracious, forever powerful. He can do all things, for nothing is impossible with Him. We worship you, Father. Holy, you speak and your words come to pass. Blessed be your holy name. Holy, you reverses irreversible things. Holy, you change unchangeable things. Blessed be your holy name. Holy, you can do impossible things. Blessed be your holy name. You are the life giver. You give life to the dead. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. You give power to the powerless. You give wisdom to the fool. You give help to the helpless. We praise the everlasting Father. You open doors no man can shut. And you shut doors no man can open. You put kings on thrones. And you remove kings from thrones. Blessed be your holy name. You have demonstrated the greatness of your love toward us, and we cannot take it for granted. We say thank you for your great love that you have displayed toward us by sending your holy begotten Son Jesus into the earth. Save us from eternal damnation, to save us from eternal destruction, eternal torment. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him praises and worship and thanks. Amen. We're going to thank Him with these prayers. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life. That is providing me with strength, courage, boldness, fearlessness. Say thank you, Father, for your presence in my life that is giving me strength, courage, boldness, and fearlessness. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the presence of your Spirit in my life. The presence of your Holy Spirit in my life. That is giving me boldness, fearlessness, courage, and strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. you just begin to thanking. You can say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life. That is giving me the power to do what is right in your sight. Open your mouth and begin to talk to him like that. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life that is giving me power to do righteousness, power to do what is right in your sight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence in my spirit. Thank you for your presence in my soul. Thank you for your presence in my body that is giving me power to do your will at all times, to do righteousness at all times. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we begin to thank him. We say, thank you, Father, for my prayers that you have answered. Say, thank you, Lord, for my prayers that you have answered. Though I may not see the physical manifestation yet, but I know that you have answered my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all my prayers that you have already answered. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all my prayers that you have already answered. Thank you, because I'm going to see the physical manifestation of the answers to my prayers very shortly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because I'm going to see the results of my prayers very shortly. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we need to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for placing your honor upon my life to destroy every shame and disgrace the enemy planned for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for placing your honor upon my life, so that the shame and disgrace the enemy planned for me can be terminated. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for all the helps you have already positioned for me in my journey here on earth. Yeah, because God knows when we will need help, and usually you would have positioned the help at that time we will need the help. Yeah, and sometimes some of us, when we think we need help, is not when we actually need the help. God knows when we actually need the help. The help. There's a difference between what you want and what you need. There's a difference between want and need. So God knows when we actually need help, and He has positioned those help for us to wait for us in that time when we would need the help. So begin to say, thank you, Father, for all the help you have positioned for me in the journey of my life here on earth. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for all the help that you have positioned for me at the time when I will need those helps, at the place or in the places where I will need those helps. Thank you, because you have positioned your helps for me. You have positioned your helps in my journey on earth for me. Thank you, Father, because you have positioned your helps in every day of my life here on earth. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your determination and decision to use me to solve problems in the lives of people on earth at this time. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Yeah, whether you believe me or not, God wants to use every one of you here to solve problems on earth. And you should thank Him for that. Say, thank you, Lord, for your determination and decision to use me to solve problems in the lives of people all over the world. Thank you for your determination to use me to solve problems in the lives of people on earth at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given it thanks. Amen. We are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I have come to seek you in this meeting tonight. Do not let me leave here empty-handed. Say, Father, have mercy on me. Bless me and let me not leave here empty-handed. Open your mouth and begin to begin to pray like that. You have not come to meet with me, the prayer leader. You have come to meet with your Father, your God, your Creator, your Savior. Yeah, so begin to say, Father, I have come to meet with you in this prayer meeting tonight. Have mercy on my life. Help me, bless me, and do not let me leave here empty-handed. Do not let me leave empty-handed. Let me live with a blessing. Let me live with a blessing in the name of Jesus. Let my life receive your touch. Let my life receive your touch. Let my life receive your intervention. Let my life receive your visitation. Let my life receive your glory. Oh Lord, visit me tonight. In the name of Jesus, let my prayers be answered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. I want you to ask for the same gift that God gave David, which is the gift of worship and the gift of worshiping God and praising God, the heart of worship, the heart of praising God. Yeah, it's a powerful gift that warriors use to get victory. Yeah, and for the record, you know that David was a warrior, a great warrior, for that matter. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me and heart of worship and praises, just the same way you did for David in the scriptures. Do the same thing in me right now. Create in me and heart of worship and heart of praises, such that I will be found worshiping and praising you, irrespective of whatever situation or circumstance I found myself. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You may not know how powerful this gift is until you have seen the wonders that it does, that this gift does. Begin to say, Father, create in me the heart of worship. Create in me the heart of worship. The heart of praises. Create in me a heart that worship and praise you always. The Father created me a heart that worship and praise you without ceasing. Create in me a heart that worship and praise you in every situation I find myself, whether good or bad. Give me such heart in the name of Jesus. Make me a believer that praise God in the beauty of His holiness. The Father, transform into a Christian that worship God in the beauty of His holiness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Recently, I found myself in a very tough battle against the powers and forces of darkness. And while I was fighting that battle, I just knew it in my heart that the next thing to do is to praise God. And as I started to praise God, I began to see all my enemies perish. Yeah, God began to waste them. Yeah, so there is no higher or greater weapon than the weapon of praising God in the midst of your battles. So I want you to still pray this prayer again. You cannot praise God enough, or how do I put it? You cannot praise God very well or excellently if your heart is not fixed on the greatness of Him. Your heart must be fixed on the greatness of Him at all times. You must continually behold how great God is, how mighty God is, how powerful God is over all things, and over all creatures. Yeah, so you're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to keep my heart fixed on the greatness of God at all times. Some of you, the situations you're passing through is making it difficult for you to fix your heart on the greatness of God. Yeah, because you feel like, if God is great, why is He allowing me to go through this kind of situation? And because of that, you couldn't praise Him. So begin to say, Father, help me to fix my heart on the greatness of You. Holy Spirit, help me to fix my heart on the greatness of God at all times. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. And help me to continually behold the greatness of God in every hour of my life. Help me not to fix my heart on what the enemy is doing around me. Help me to fix my heart on the greatness of my God. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, change my heart into such a heart that is always fixed on the greatness of God. Transform my heart into such an heart that is always focused on the greatness of God, irrespective of whatever may be going on around me. Holy Spirit, create such heart in me right now. Change my heart into such an heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, some people have asked questions like, why do I have to praise God? Before God, we show how great He is. Yeah, if He is great, why can't He just show how great He is? Yeah, do I need to praise Him? Yeah, but what those people don't know is that God is great whether they praise Him or not. Yeah, and God will forever remain great whether anyone praises Him or not. So what you don't know is that as they are praising God, they are helping themselves. Yeah, because when you praise God, then God will start to magnify Himself inside of you. Yeah, and that is why those of us that really praise God correctly, we don't feel the same again. Yeah, because things will start to change on the inside of us. Because as we praise Him, He will be increasing Himself. He will be magnifying Himself. And as He does that, we'll start to get delivered. We'll start getting transformed, getting helped, getting delivered. Getting delivered. Yeah. So my point is that when you praise God, you are actually helping yourself. You are not helping God. You are helping yourself. Yeah, so God wants us to praise Him so that we can be helped, so that He can help us. Yeah, so that He can increase Himself in us. And as He magnifies Himself, you know, there's a place that says, fearful in praises. Yeah, that, I believe you have read that place in your Bible. It says, glorious in holiness, that God is glorious in holiness and God is fearful in praises. Now, the meaning of fearful in praises means that as a human being starts to praise God, that human being starts to fear Him. Yeah, because as you are praising Him, God starts to increase Himself from your inside. And then you start to fear Him more. Yeah, because the more he magnifies Himself, the more you fear Him more. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, transform my spirit into a spirit of praise. You're going to say, Father, transform my spirit man into a spirit of praise. Such that I win battles. Such that I'll be able to win battles with praising you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, transform my spirit man into a spirit of praise. Transform my spirit into a spirit of praise, such that I will begin to conquer many battles with praise. Through praises, transform my spirit now, as you did for David in the Bible. Change my spirit into a spirit of praise right now in the name of Jesus. Change me to a person that loves to praise you. Change me to a person that finds great joy in praising you, in worshiping you. send me to such person right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of heaviness and confusion that is preventing me from giving God quality praises and worship. You can say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of confusion and heaviness. Every spirit of anxiety and worry that is preventing me from giving God quality praises and worship. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of heaviness. Every spirit that is making my heart so heavy. Every spirit making my heart full of burden. So that I will not find joy in praising God. So that I will not remember to praise and worship God. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Consume our spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of depression, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of worry, every spirit of anxiety that is preventing me from giving God quality praises and worship at all times, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of fear, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of heaviness that is preventing me from giving God thanks, praises, and worship, I command you to come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The heaven is opened over your life, and God is going to start to multiply things just the way he did when he multiplied five loaves of bread and two fishes. God is going to start to multiply a lot of things in your life. Yeah, because he has already opened his heaven over your life. Yeah, so if you believe what I've just said, because that is what I am saying right now. If you believe, then you're going to pray. If you really believe, then you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge and agree that your heavens are opened over my life. Therefore, let your power of multiplication fall upon my life right now. And let little become plenty. Let small become big. Let little become surplus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, Father, I acknowledge and agree that your heavens are opened over my life right now. Right now, in this very hour. Therefore, let your power of multiplication, your power of increase, let it fall upon me right now. Continue to pray like that. Begin to say, Father, let your power of multiplication, your power that gives increase, let it follow me now. Let every small thing become big, become huge, become plenty, become large. In the name of Jesus, let every little become surplus. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Let my life be filled with abundance of good things. In the name of Jesus. Let my life be filled with abundance, with surplus, with excess of good things. Because your heavens are opened over my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Zehasa parbastelegla. Let small become big. Let little become surplus. Let little become plenty because of your open heavens over my life right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, God is going to multiply many things now. He can multiply even things that are not material, things that are immaterial. He can multiply your spiritual gift. He can multiply your wisdom. He can multiply your intelligence. Yeah, every good thing in your life, he wants to multiply them. So I want you to pray that prayer once again. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, release upon me right now anointing that produces multiplication. Anointing that produce increase. Release that anointing upon me now. Release it into my calling, into my ministry. Release it into the work of my hands. Release it into my career. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Release it into my spirit. Release it into my soul. Release it into my body. Anointing of multiplication. Anointing of increase right now in the name of Jesus. Anointing that increase things. All you need is this anointing. Yeah, you don't need to be asking people to help you. You just need this anointing in your life and in your business. Begin to say, Father, release upon me anointing of multiplication, anointing of increase. right now in the name of Jesus. Let every good thing in my life that are small, let them multiply now, whether they are spiritual or they are physical. Every good thing in my life, let them begin to multiply now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Whether they are visible or invisible, every good thing, everything that is good in my life, oh Lord, release anointing that will multiply them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There was a testimony of somebody. This testimony happened in a church. Yeah, in a particular church here in Nigeria. That person, because God healed her, God did a miracle of healing in her life. So then she took some money, and she dropped that money on the altar of that church. Yeah, and by the time she would get back home, she found the same money. Everything she dropped at the altar, she found exactly the exact amount. She found it in her bag. Yeah, so it's more like God returned the money back. I mean, the exact money, the exact figure, the exact color. You know, when you give an offering, you know, especially when you give it in cash, you know the figures, you know how the money looks like. So the exact, not that it was different, the exact amount, in fact, the exact paper, the exact currency with the exact numbers on it. So it's more like the money was duplicating. Yeah, just the way you do a photocopy or something. Yeah, so I'm telling you this to show that God does increase. Yeah, I know some people have said there is nothing like the miracle money. Yeah, money cannot just come out of thin air. I don't believe that. Yeah, I believe that God multiplies things, and God can multiply even money. Yeah, that is what I believe. Yeah, and you don't need to understand how He does that. Yeah, He can multiply anything, just the way He multiplied many things in the Bible. He can multiply anything. And you don't need to question Him, why did He do that? Yeah, so I don't believe there is something God cannot do. I don't believe that. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to see Father do a lot of miracles of multiplication in my life to bring about the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the head. Yeah, because we Christians we can't go into fraud. We can't go into all these sinful things people do to make money. Yeah. But we have a God that commands increase. And whenever we need money for anything, He knows how to make the money appear. So that is exactly what you're praying for right now. You're going to say, Father, do a lot of miracles of multiplication in my life, in my destiny, that will make me fulfill my calling and destiny. that thou make me fulfill your purpose for my life here on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You don't need to know where the resources will come from. And you don't need to know how they will come. Yeah, all what you know is that you have a God that can supply any amount, even if he had to multiply them. Begin to say, Father, do a lot of multiplication miracles in my life to bring about the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. This prayer will be answered for those of you that believe. Only for those that believe. Say, Father, do a lot of miracles of multiplication in my life that will make my destiny to be fulfilled in the end. That will bring about the fulfillment of my calling and purpose on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You can see in that passage where Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. You can see that the first thing that happened was that they looked for someone that have some food items. That was the first thing. They had to look for who have food items here. Yeah. And then they found a young boy with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And then they delivered that little. They delivered it to the hands of Jesus. Now, the problem with many Christians today is that they have not surrendered their finances to Jesus. And that is why they are not experiencing the miracle of increase in their finances. Yeah, they have not handed over everything to Jesus. Yeah, because it is Jesus that will do the multiplication. It's not you. It's not your skill. It's not your talent. It's Jesus that will do the multiplication. So you must hand over your finances to Jesus. Yeah, you must say, it is not mine, it is yours. Yeah, that kind of mindset. You must say, Lord, whatever I have is not mine, it is yours. Yeah, and I hand it over to you. Then you know how to take care of me, and you know how to increase this thing. Yeah, because I don't even know how this amount that I have, I don't know how it's going to help me fulfill my calling. Because many of us, we don't have enough to fulfill our callings on earth. So then we hand over everything to Jesus, because he's the one that will supply all that is needed for us to fulfill our callings and destiny. Yeah, but if we hold onto the things that we have, there's no how it's going to multiply. But if we release what we have to Jesus, then Jesus knows what to do. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me and teach me to hand over everything that I have to Jesus. Help me and teach me to hand over my possessions, my resources, to hand over everything that I have to Jesus, to the hands of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Now, what we are praying for right now, some people are finding it very difficult to do. And that is why you need to ask for help. That the Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit, help me to hand over everything in my life, everything that I have, everything that I possess. Help me to hand them over to Jesus. Help me to consider them as Jesus' properties. Help me to consider my possessions as the property of Jesus. Help me to stop holding on to the things that I have so tight. Help me to hand over all that I have to the hands of Jesus, so that Jesus can do what he wants with them. In the name of Jesus, so that Jesus can do the miracles with them, so that he can do his miracles on them. Oh Lord, help me now. Help me in the name of Jesus. Help me to hand over my skills, my talents to the hands of Jesus. Help me to hand over my abilities, my gifts, to the hands of Jesus. Whatever that I have, help me to hand over everything to the hands of Jesus, and watch how Jesus would use them, how Jesus would multiply them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to make right decisions, to make right choices that will bring about the fulfillment of God's plans for my life, the performance of God's plans for my life. You can say, I receive grace to make right decisions. I receive grace to make right choices that will allow God's plans for my life to be fulfilled. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, I receive grace. I receive grace to make right choices. I receive grace to make right decisions that will allow the performance of God's plans for my life, that will make God's plans for my life to be performed and to be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace right now. I receive grace right now in the name of Jesus. Grace to make right choices. Grace to make right decisions that will allow the plans of God to be fulfilled in my life, that will give way for the will of God to come to pass in my life. I receive grace now to make right choices, to make right decisions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I surrender my will to the will of God. I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, I surrender my will to the will of God. Let the Holy Spirit begin to control me, to follow the path of the will of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, I surrender my will to the will of God. I lay down my will for the will of God to prevail. Therefore, let the Holy Spirit begin to control me to follow the path of the will of God from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit begin to control me. Let the Holy Spirit begin to lead me to follow the path, the way of the will of God from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, I shall not struggle with the will of God. I shall no longer struggle with the will of God. I surrender my will to the Lordship of Jesus, to the authority of the will of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, usually the will of God is very hard for your flesh, for your human nature to obey. But if you obey the will of God, you will prosper. Yeah, it may look like it may look like foolishness when you are obeying the will of God. Yeah, but if you obey His will, you will prosper. Yeah, you can search all the books in the Bible. Everyone that obeyed the will of God, that followed the will of God, they always prosper. Yeah. Then why is it difficult for you to surrender completely to the will of God? So you're going to pray that prayer again. So God needs to do something in your heart that will break that resistance in your heart toward the will of God. Yeah, something must happen in your heart. A circumcision must happen. A surgery must happen. Because many times we know the will of God, we just don't do it. Yeah, but we know the will of God. Yeah, but something is just not making you to do it. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, walk in my heart. Circumcise my heart. And transform my heart into such a heart that obeys the will of God easily, without struggle. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, walk in my heart. Walk in my heart. work on my heart, work in my heart, transform my heart into such an heart that follows the will of God easily. Transform my heart into such an heart that obeys the will of God easily, without struggle, without struggling. Do surgery on my heart, on my soul right now, in the name of Jesus. Create in me a new heart that will embrace the will of God without doubt, without doubting, without fear, without struggling, in the name of Jesus. Walk on my heart, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I know some people will say that if I follow the will of God, it's going to take time before I see the result. Yeah, because God does not act very fast. Yeah, so they think if they submit to the will of God, then the result will take time. Yeah, but the truth is that it doesn't take time. Though in your eyes it may take time, or it may look like it's taking time, but actually it doesn't take time. Yeah, and do you know what would take time? What would take time is when you are not following the will of God for your life. Then your prosperity will be delayed. Your success will be delayed. Your progress will be delayed. Yeah, the manifestation of your greatness will be delayed. Yeah. So and then we have people that have spent 15 years, 20 years, still trying to move forward in life, still trying to succeed in life. And the reason is because they refuse to follow the will of God for their lives. Yeah. So don't let Satan deceive you by saying, If you follow the will of God, it's going to take time before God prosper you or bless you. Don't listen to that voice. Yeah, because everyone that follows the will of God, they don't regret doing that. I've never seen anyone that have followed the will of God and they regret doing that. I've never said if there is, that means something is wrong with that person. Yeah, if there is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, from this day onward, I make up my mind to follow the will of God completely. To follow the plans of God for my life completely. And nothing shall be able to stop me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, I make up my mind to follow the will of God for my life completely. I make up my mind to follow the plans of God for my life completely. And no devil shall be able to stop me. No demon shall be able to stop me. In the name of Jesus, no power shall be able to stop me. In the name of Jesus, I make up my mind to follow the will of God in every area of my life. The will of God for every area of my life. I make up my mind today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, how will you know the will of God for your life if you don't know the Word of God? Now, because the Word of God is what will reveal to you the will of God. So how will you know the will of God if you don't know the Word of God? If you don't study the Word of God, if you don't meditate on the Word of God, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to love the Word of God, to search the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God, so that the will of God can be revealed to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive grace to love the Word of God. If you don't love the Word of God, you will not make time for the Word of God. Begin to say, I receive grace to love the Word of God, to believe the Word of God. Some people, they read the Word of God, but they don't believe. Say, I receive grace to believe the Word of God. I receive grace to study the Word of God. I receive grace to meditate on the Word of God, so that the will of God can be revealed to me. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace right now. I receive the grace right now. I receive the grace to find studying the Word of God interesting. I receive grace to find meditating on the Word of God joyful. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, another way through which we know the will of God is in prayer. Yeah, when you give yourself to prayer. Yeah, in the midst of your prayers, the Holy Ghost can impress something on your heart. And that thing that the Holy Ghost put on your heart, that is the will of God. That is what God wants you to do. So you're going to pray. If you have not experienced that, you need to be experiencing that a lot. Yeah. The Holy Ghost will come and then it will put something on your heart. Yeah, while you are in prayer. That thing that He puts on your heart, that is the will of God. Yeah. And that is what you should do. Yeah, especially when you are in the spirit, when you are in prayer. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, from this day onward, visit me to impress the will of God on my heart. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, from this day onward, always visit me when I am in prayer. Or when I am meditating, to impress the will of God on my heart. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You don't need to hear the voice of God to know the will of God. He can impress it on your heart. You just know that you should do something, or you just know that thing. All of a sudden, you just know that this is the right thing. This is the truth. Without anybody telling you anything, you just know it while you are in the spirit. That knowing is the will of God. That knowing is the mind of God. The Holy Spirit, from today, visits me whenever I'm in prayer. Visits me whenever I am in meditation. And impress the will of God on my heart. Impress the will of God on my soul. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. You don't know, maybe just one, one of those things it will impress on your soul. Maybe that is what will change your life forever. You don't know. Yeah, you don't know. So that is why you need to take this prayer very seriously. Yeah, the Holy Spirit always visits me whenever I am in prayer, whenever I am in meditation, and always impress the will of God on my soul. Always impress the mind of God on my soul, so that I will know what is the right thing to do at times. So that I will know the truth that will set me free. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. We are in the fourth month of this year. Yeah, and by now, a lot of things you should already how should I say? By now, you should already be seeing some signs in your life that shows that. God has set you on a new path that leads to a new beginning. Yeah. So by now you're supposed to be seeing signs that show that now you are in a new path that leads to a new beginning. Or a new level of transformation, or a new level of greatness. Yeah. So if you are not seeing the signs already, you need to pray more. You need to pray a lot. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to see, Father, by your mercy, set my feet on the new path that will lead me into the new beginning, the new level of greatness that you have for me in this year, that you have for me in this year 2025. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, set my feet on the new path that will position me at that level, that will lead me, that will take me to that new level of glory, new level of greatness, new level of success that you have prepared for me in this year. put me on that path right now. Put me on that journey right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. The Lord set my feet on the new path that I must follow, that I must walk in to enter into the new height, the new beginning, the new level of greatness, the new level of glory, the new level of celebration, of success, of excellence that you have prepared for me in this year 2025. Oh Lord, put me on the path right now. Set me on that journey right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every power assigned to make things difficult for me in my life. So let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Why should things be easy in the lives of unbelievers? And then they are now difficult in your whole life. It's not supposed to be like that. Begin to pray this prayer aggressively. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every power assigned to make things difficult in my life. To make all things difficult in my life. Let the hunger of God destroy them. Things that are easy for others. Powers of darkness making them difficult in my own life. Let the hunger of God waste them now in the name of Jesus. Let them be wasted by the hunger of God. Let them be wasted by the hunger of God. Let them be wasted by the hunger of God. Every witchcraft power, every witchcraft enchantment, spell, and divination that is making things difficult in my life. Let the hunger of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus, every ritual of darkness, every altar of darkness that is making things difficult for me, that is making things difficult in my life, in my destiny, in my calling, let the hunger of God waste them all. Right now, in Jesus' name, let them be wasted by God's hunger. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, there are some angels that need to appear in your life. Yeah, so usually when God wants to do new things, It was sent new angels. When he wants to do new things, he will send angels that specialize in doing those things. So that is why different angels, how do I put it now? Different angels, their own shift in the lives of Christians that are prayerful. So the angel that comes in the morning may not be the one that comes in the afternoon. The angels that come in the afternoon may not be the one that will come in the night. Because they do different operations. Yeah, so your life as a Christian should be a workplace for angels. Your life as a Christian should be a workshop for angels. Yeah, because there is so many things that God must use them to do in your life. So what God is showing me right now is that some angels are yet to appear in the life of some of you. Until those angels appear in your life, you will not see the manifestation of the new things that you're supposed to experience. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, send into my life new set of angels that will perform the new things that you have determined to do in my life at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, release into my life new set of angels that will perform the new things you have determined to do for me to do in my life at this time. Release those angels right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, release them now. Release them now. Release them now. I believe you're praying. The angels that will perform the miracles that are missing in my life at this time. The angels that will perform the signs and wonders that are missing in my life, in my destiny, in my calling, in my ministry at this time. Father, release them. Release them. Release them. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, turn all the efforts of my enemies into failures. All the efforts of my enemies against me, all the activities of my enemies going on against me, oh Lord, turn them all into failures. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Everything my enemies are doing day and night and midnight, oh Lord, turn them into failures. Every activity of my enemies, every rituals of my enemies against my life, calling and destiny, Father, turn them into filios. Turn them into filios. Turn them into filios. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every activity they are doing right now, every activity they have already done against me, oh Lord, turn them into filios. In the name of Jesus, let all their efforts be wasted. All their efforts against my life, all their efforts to do evil against me, all their efforts to bring me down, Father, let them be wasted. Let them be wasted right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, manifest the greatness of you in every area of my life that I've been captured by darkness. Say, Father, manifest the greatness of you in every area, every aspect of my life that I've been captured by darkness. And let there be deliverance right now. Let there be freedom right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, manifest the greatness of you, the greatness of your power, the greatness of your name, the greatness of your authority, the greatness of your dominion in every aspect of my life that the kingdom of darkness has captured. Manifest the greatness of your presence and power in those areas, and let there be instant deliverance, instant release, instant deliverance, instant freedom. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. We're going to pray. I talked earlier about you raising God. Yeah, you living a life. A lifestyle of praising God. Now you need to understand that you can't praise God in Spain and see victory happen. Yeah, you must praise God in the beauty of His holiness. So, meaning that you must live in holiness. You must live a life of holiness to be able to praise God in an acceptable way. To be able to worship God in an acceptable way. Otherwise, no matter how sweet your voice is, or no matter how good you are in dancing, and nothing is going to happen. There will be no victory. Even the demons will be laughing at you. Yeah, because the demons, they know when there is fame in your life. They will see. Yeah, they know when there is sin in your life, and they know when there is no sin in your life. Yeah, demons, they see it very clear. Yeah, so if you are living in sin and then you are praising God, you will have no victory. So you're going to praise. You're going to say, Father, empower me to live a holy life so that I can praise you always in the beauty of your holiness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, empower me to live an holy life. Empower me to live a pure and holy life so that I can praise you and worship you in the beauty of your holiness. In the name of Jesus, empower me to live a lifestyle of righteousness. Empower me to live a life of righteousness. Empower me to live a life of purity. Empower me to live a life of a life filled with godly fear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Warriors don't give up. I believe you know that. Yeah, warriors don't give up. Yeah, no matter how tough the battle is, they continue to fight until they win. Even if it's going to take them days or weeks or months till they win, they don't care. They will continue to fight because they know they are going to win. Yeah, so if you're a Christian and there's small little challenge, you're already weak. And you're already giving up, yeah, then you're not a warrior. Yeah, because you're not supposed to give up. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Father, create in me the mind of warriors. The mind of the warrior. Yeah, create in me the mind that will make me to never give up until I win battles. Create in me the mind of warriors that will enable me to not give up until I succeed, until I overcome, until I conquer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, if you fail in the days of adversity, your strength is small. If you start to get weak because things are not going the way they're supposed to go, then you're not a warrior. You must get stronger as the battle gets tougher. So you must also get stronger. That is the spirit of the warrior. The battle gets tougher, you get tougher. Yeah. So Holy Spirit, create in me the mindset of warriors. Plant in me the mind of warriors. The mind that don't give up until I get what I want from God. The mind that don't give up until I conquer battles. The mind that don't give up until I possess my possessions. Holy Spirit. Spirit creates such mind in me, creates such energy in me, creates such fire in me, creates such mindset in me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, build me into a reservoir of your presence, or make me into a reservoir of your presence, of your kingdom presence, such that my life becomes a blessing to this generation and coming generations. Say, Father, build me into a reservoir of your kingdom treasures, so such that my life becomes a great blessing to this present generation and coming generations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. A reservoir is a storehouse. So Lord, build me into a storehouse of your kingdom treasures. The treasures of God's kingdom, they are priceless treasures. Yeah, the Lord build me into a storehouse, into a reservoir of your kingdom treasures, so that I become a great blessing to my present generation and the coming generations. In the name of Jesus. So that I make a great impact in the earth, that the people of the world will not be able to forget. Make me a reservoir of your kingdom treasures, such that I become a problem solver in my generation, such that I become a great deliverer, a great savior to my generation and coming generations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Everlasting Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. King of glory, we worship and praise you. We adore you, for you do great and mighty works. Blessed be your holy name. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for you are so full of mercy and grace and kindness. And thank you because you always respond to the cries of your own children. And you always do unto us according to our faith and request. Thank you, Lord. I ask that all that your people have asked from you in this prayer session tonight, Father, grant their heart desires and grant their request in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of God shall start to do something great, something new, something remarkable, something special, something memorial in your life from this day onward in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the intentions and determinations of your enemies shall not come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. And only the intentions and the determinations and the decisions of the Most High God shall be happening in your life from now henceforth in Jesus' name. Everything that is going on in the air, in the atmosphere, in the deep sea, in the heavenly realms, in the grave, under the head, against your life, against your calling, against your destiny, I decree that the fire of God consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts shall be glorified in your life. The name of the Lord shall be honored and glorified in your life. In the name of Jesus, your faith in God at this time shall produce great signs and wonders unto you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.